Explains the basis for the Mishnah's Lo Harei Hashor Kavei Amave, Lo Harei Amave Kavei Hashor, according to Shmuel, Amave is shame. So Rav Yehuda explains Lo Harei Hashor Kavei Amave, if the Torah would have only written Karen, Shor is referring to Karen, Tana Shor Lekarno, I would say Karen is Chayev because Ein Hanal Hazeko, but Shane, which is Hanal Hazeko, I wouldn't know that would be chayiv. And then the other way around, Lori Amave, Kavi Ashor, if the Torah would say Shane, I would say only Shane is chayiv because it's in Kavnasa Lahazik. But Karen, on the other hand, which is Kavnasa Lahazik, maybe that would be Pater. That's how the Gemara presents the Pshat in the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara jumps all over this and asks V'lav Kal V'chomahu, picking up on the second half of Rabbi Yehuda. If you would say Shane, which is in Kavnasa Lahazik, then obviously Kal V'chomah, Karen, which is Kavnasa Lahazik, would be chayiv. And then the Gemara says, Itztrich, no, I'm not convinced. The Torah might still need to say Karen. In other words, I wouldn't make this automatic Kal V'chomer and assume that if Shein is chayiv, but in Kavnas Elazi Koshik in Karen, because after all, Sakadai Dachamina, Midahavi Eved V'Oma. We see by Eved V'Oma that, as Tosus notes, the Gemara is referring to the Mishnah Yadayim, at the end of Yadayim, that we say over there that your pater on the nazakim that are caused by your slave, by your eved v'ama. And the Gemara says, afagav de kavanasa l'hazik afilu achi petiri. So therefore, even though it's kavanasa l'hazik, you are pater, sa'achinami loshna. So too over here, by Karen, I could still make the case that kavanasa l'hazik would make you pater, we'd be pater by kavanasa l'hazik. Comes Ravashi and says, no, atu eved v'ama lav taima rabbi isbehu. There's a whole other reason over there what's going on, why you're putter, not what you were thinking. Shem yak titenu rabbo v'yech v'yadik kadish l'chavero, and so on. Dimsuzim v'chay v'sabu v'meimon v'chol yom. So this Gemara, from the beginning to the end, is very difficult on many levels. What exactly is happening in the flow of the Gemara? What is the Gemara initially suggesting that both in terms of Hanal Hazeko and in terms of Kavanasa Lahazik, having those qualities would be a reason to say you're Pater. Maybe Shane is Pater because it's Hanal Hazeko, so I couldn't learn it from Karen. Maybe Karen is Pater because Kavanasa Lahazik, so therefore I couldn't learn it from Shane. The Gemara jumps on that and says Kavachomer, and the Gemara is going on the second part, that if it said Shane, for sure Karen would be Chayiv because Kavanasa Lahazik for sure would be Chayiv. Comes to Gemara and says, no, it's Trich, no, maybe I still need Karen. You can make a Kal V'chomer because you find Eved V'Amar Pater and it's Kavnasa Lahazik. So the Gemara says, no, but that's based on a whole other issue. We'll call that Takonas Chachamim for now. The Meiri says it that way. It's a Hog Zeira Midrabana, Takon Drabana, that you're Pater. What did we originally want to bring from Eved V'Amar to show that Kavnasa Lahazik and you're still Pater? And how would this solve the earlier kasha vis-a-vis Hanal Hazeko, according to Rashi, the kasha, the Gemara of Kal V'chomahu is really a double kasha. It's not just a kasha on Kavanasa Lahazik for sure should be chayiv, it's also a kasha that Hanal Hazeko should for sure be chayiv. That's what Rashi says, who are then that we're asking on the first part of Rav Yehuda. And all the Gemara is coming back with is Itzvich, because we find Eved Ba'amah is Pater, even as Kavanasa Lahazik. But where does that speak to the other issue of Hanal Hazeko? A lot of things are very unclear in the Gemara. And Bechla, what kind of Havmina do we have here that Kavanasa Lahazik would be a reason to make Pater, and so Hanal Hazeko? And what are we trying to do with Eved V'Amah to somehow revive that idea? For Rashi, very little is said. Rashi makes it seem as if the Havmina really doesn't go anywhere, and basically it doesn't need to be explained. However, Tosus, as we saw, gives us an explanation that the Gemara has in mind that both in terms of Hanal Hazeko, in terms of Kavanasa Lahazik, there's a cause to make you Pater. What's the cause to make you Pater? Two words, Kasha L'Shomro. The fact that there's an additional hardship involved because of these particular characteristics, the fact that the Shor is driven to get his Hana, the fact that the Shor is driven to be mazik, yitzra takfa, there's something instinctive here that's very hard to take proper precautions about. Each of these factors might be a mitigating factor that you'd be pater. That's the svar the Gemara is presenting. Okay, so Tosus gave us some pshat in the original statement of Rav Yehuda. But Tosfos doesn't follow through and explain, so now what's the Gemara's kasha? And similarly, the Gemara's kasha, as Rashi would have it, is a double kasha on both sides. The Gemara spells on one side. The Gemara says, no, to the contrary. If ain't Kamnasu Hazik is Chayiv, Kamnasu Hazik is surely Chayiv, and so too by Hanol Hezeko. No, so what happened to the Svar Tosfos presented? Tosfos presented a Svar that you're less of a Pusheya, as we explained. And then the Gemara comes back and says, Ipsviach Sakta Chemina Evid Va'ama. Presumably, what we're trying to do is once again trying to revive that Svara that we sort of were playing down and saying, no, you see that even though it's Kavnasa L'Hazik, it's still going to be Pater, so there could be a basis to Pater, it's Kavnasa L'Hazik. What happened to the other issue, Hanol Hazeka? So we presented yesterday something about Pshat, and I think it's going to come out of our Tosfos as well. But let's start reading the Tosfos first, and then we'll pause for a minute and just, you know, broaden it a little bit. Tosfos has three kashas on this Gemara. I mean, the first Tosfos we did yesterday, the question of Eved Va'amah versus Eved Va'isha, Rashi seems to connect us to the Mishnah Nachovel. Tosfos says that doesn't seem correct. The Gemara doesn't say Eved Va'isha, it says Eved Va'amah. No, Mistama Rashi will say that Eved Va'amah, because the issue is not about the Isha. Isha is not relevant here. True, the Mishnah says Eved Va'isha, but the Raya is Midah Havi, by the din of that Mishnah regarding Eved Va'ama, regarding Eved. And what is it that says over there? Pikiyasan Ra, that basically a person who gets affected by the actions of a person's Eved has no recourse. It's not going to get paid because they don't have to pay. Which means not just that the Eved doesn't have to pay, but implicitly means that the Adam doesn't have to pay. So Mistama, according to Rashi, comes down to the same issue. It's just that it's the Mishnah later in Bava Kamma, not the Mishnah in Yadayim. But Tosfos, Mishnah Yadayim is the better option, because there it's Mefurish, that who's Pater? It says over there, who's Pater? It says it. Who's Pater is the otherness Pater. That's the point. So you see, even though Kavnasa L'Hazik, still your Pater. Tosfos has three questions. Question number one. V'yim Toma. G'nilashna Gemara, Lav, Afa, Lav, Kavnasa L'Hazik, Afilachi, Beturin. V'yim Toma. Eved v'ama gufei neilaf mikav v'chomer d'shein l'schayiv. Kevan de'akati lo yada taima d'shama yakni tenu rabu. Very strange, this kasha. What is Tosfos asking? If we don't know yet about the reason of shama yakni tenu, because the Gemara only responds afterwards, Avashi comes as taima rabi ispahu. So then, for all we know, let the din be different. Let the din be the Eved v'ama should be chayiv mikal v'chomer. Because right now, the logic that we just said before, we said the word itzrich. Before we said itzrich, what was the logic? That the svar of kavnasa l'hazik is all the more of a reason to make you what? To make you chayiv. No, so then, that's the case. Let's say that the adon should be chayiv. What's the problem? What's the pella here in Tosfos? But what does Tosfos mean? We should make a kal v'chomer. But what do we have? We have a Mishnah Yadayim that says otherwise. Like, what does Tosfos mean? We don't know the reason, Shem Yakti Tenu. We haven't, but the din is clear. The din is in the Mishnah. What do you mean, make a kavah chomer? The Mishnah says otherwise, and we're trying to prove from that obviously, kavnasa l'hazik, nevertheless, you could be pater. So what does Tosfos mean to ask? Never pella. I don't have a really a good pshat. I mean, except maybe what the Bnei Yeshua says as a second pshat. He says two things. Because l'maisa, after you'll say pshat in this kasha, whatever you'll say, how did Tosfos answer? When he gets to Tosfos' answer, how does it resolve this kasha? Very unclear. The Rishonim don't ask this kasha, and the Shita, they only ask the other kashas. The Pnei Yeshua says, and as one suggestion, Tosfos means to ask that if the Gemara doesn't know Shem Yakti Tenu, maybe the Gemara doesn't know the whole Mishnah Yadayim. If we don't know Mishnah Yadayim, then why are you assuming the din is what it is? Maybe the din is otherwise. And our Tosfos words are Shem lo yada tami de Shem yakni tenu. Yeah, he has another pshat before that, but
Tosfos' second question says that Dafka like has to know.
Yeah, no. So it comes out. No, it's sort of like it's like that. It's like he's playing both sides off one or the other. Elamai, you knew the Mishnah, just didn't know Shem yakni tenu. So comes Tosfos' second kasha. No, he's like sort of playing his options. At this point, you'll say he doesn't know the Mishnah Yadayim. That would be the kasha. Elamai, you know the Mishnah Yadayim. So then we have further kashas. I think that's how the Pnei Yeshua wants to learn it, at least in one suggestion that he has. To the end of the piece, the Be'emes Rav Yehuda Omed Adayim B'Svar Rishona, meaning because he originally wanted to say in his first pshat that maybe Rav Yehuda sort of gave in a little bit, so we're not totally back to where we started with Rav Yehuda before the kasha of the Gemara Vav Kol V'Chomer. So that's why he wanted to work out to Tosis. Let's say Kol V'Chomer still. No, really, Yehuda goes back. We go back to where we held before. The Bekushya Sheikshu Tosus says of Pnei Shua, Yiniru Lehem Rav Yehuda Lo Yada Kal Mishta Mitzachas Yadayim Im Kein Makshi Shabir. So Kasha number one would be that if you don't know Mishnah Yadayim, then use the Kal V'Chomer to say the din otherwise. The Achrei Zeh Kasvu, now comes Kasha number two, the old Kasha, the Muchach Liyada Mishta Midinakar Ever Biyama. So like this first Kasha is like acknowledging Ki'ilu Gemara didn't know Mishnah Yadayim. But the And then if you say this, then obviously the answer of Tosis is going to be relating to the first Kasha as well, because Lamaisa, Tosis was only assuming to ask the Kasha that the Gemara didn't know Mishnah Yadayim. Tosis is going to say Lamaisa in the Teretz, and we'll explain it soon, the Gemara knew Mishnah Yadayim. The question of why you might be putter by Kavanah Solahazik, but the Gemara knew Mishnah Yadayim. So the first Kasha falls away. Pnei Yeshua is saying that Kasha number one is saying, if you don't know the Mishnah Yadayim, then maybe the din should be otherwise. Good. A better pshat I don't have, Rabbi say. So, I don't know. I'll leave it. It's a difficult first kasha. Let's focus on the next two kashas. Okay, again, kasha number one, Tosis, let's make a Kal V'Chomer and make you chayiv by Yavid Ba'amah. Our problem is, the Mishnah says otherwise. So one solution is, Tosis means to imply, meaning if you don't know the Shem Yakti Teno, you don't know anything about the Mishnah, you don't know the Mishnah, then how do you know the din is what it is? Maybe, to the contrary, the Kal V'Chomer should push in the direction that you'd be chayiv. Okay, but then Tosis says in the second kasha, no, of course you know the Mishnah, because we said Eved Ba'amah. This is what Tosis is shifting in the second kasha, the old kasha, sort of like departing from the premise of the first kasha. So it comes like the first kasha we don't have to end up staying with in the end, because Tosis right away departs from the premise of that kasha, at least the Pnei Yeshua's, you know, point right now. So he says, V'od kasha came at the yada reisha de masnisim mitzachas yadayim. Midinokar evid ba'am. In other words, not the way I just told you, as Pnei Yeshua understood Tosis in the first kasha was saying that the Gemara didn't even know the Mishnah Yadayim. So then, no, so make a Kal V'Chomer to learn the din to be chayiv over there. No, of course the Gemara knew Mishnah Yadayim. Why? Because what was the last of the Gemara? Midinokar evid ba'am of unokar evid ba'isha. If we only knew Mishnah in Bava Kama, not Mishnah Yadayim, we would have said evid ba'isha, like Rashi had. Rashi had a mind Mishnah Nachovel. So we obviously know the Mishnah Yadayim, and we know the din that you putter, and you know, and we know therefore the reason that's given because it says so there. Im kain mistama yada sefer. So what's Tosa's second kasha? The Gemara is bringing its rich that you should be putter. By Karen, maybe if you didn't have the pasuk, tell me you chay. By Karen, I would say maybe a potter because kavanas lahazik midav yaved ba'ama, meaning that you're somehow that the fact that kavanas lahazik is contributing factor to why you potter. But how do you know yaved ba'ama is potter? Because you know the Mishnah Yadayim. No, open the Mishnah Yadayim. What do you see over there? The reason itself is given there in the Mishnah. The safe of the Mishnah. Why you potter? Why? That's what Rashi says a minute later. So what are you thinking in bringing the kasha, in bringing the example, if you know what Rav Ashi is going to say in response? So what are you thinking? In other words, what Tosis is basically getting is, what is Rav Ashi saying that wouldn't have been known to the person who said before, Itzrich mi didahavi? It's already clear. You know the Mishnah Yadayim. Because that's what it says over there. The next to last Mishnah Yadayim, the Tzedukim came with complaints to the various Mishnais at the end of Yadayim, talking about issues of polemics between Tzedukim and the Purushim. So the Tzedukim said, we have this kaina on you, the Purushim. And what is it? Again, a number of things I mentioned, and then one of them is this. Ma'im shor v'chamori she'eni chai b'hem mitzvahs harini chai b'nizakav, b'nizakin. So why am I putter from the Nezakin of Eved Ba'amah? Amar lehem. So the response was given by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was the one defending the Prushim's, all these cases. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was coming to the defense of the Prushim. And he rebuts their claim by saying, lo, im amartem b'shori b'chamori, she'en b'em das, tomu b'eved u'ba'oma she'ish b'em das, she'em aknito, ye'elch v'yad l'gadisho shal achev v'eichai v'shalim. Mefurish in the Sefer of the Mishnah, the reason that Rabbi Ashi gives in our Gemara, that what he's saying, Ipsprich Sagdami, no, it's time of Rabbi Ispil, Fectosis, no. So what are you thinking when you're bringing Eved Ba'amah? You know the Mishnah Yadayim, you're quoting Eved Ba'amah, you know Mishnah Yadayim. So read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says clearly that Rabbi Yochanan Zaki explains the basis for that halacha. Why are you punter? Because of the Shema Yaknitenu. So what are you trying to bring in some other idea here from the Mishnah Yadayim? It's clear why you're punter. That's the second kash. As far as our count, it's the first kasha. The first kasha is sort of leaving on the side anyway. We don't understand it. If we understand it, the Pnei Yeshua says it was assuming that we don't Mishnah Yadayim at all. Now we know Mishnah Yadayim. So, okay. So we know Mishnah Yadayim. We know the reason. So what are we thinking? And finally, another kasha, and this is, again, a very fundamental question, but old kasha, the Eved V'Oma, Kishe'en Kavanosan L'Hazik Nami P'tirim V'im Kein Mai Maisi. Fractosis. So what are we gaining by bringing Eved Ba'amah? Seemingly, the p'tur there is even by Ein Kavanas L'Hazik. It doesn't say it's only by Kavanas L'Hazik that you put. It's even by Kavanas L'Hazik you put. But Ein Kavanas L'Hazik you also put. So let's understand. So Tosis has, okay, we'll focus on the second and the third kasha of Tosis. The first kasha, again, is seemingly the way we learned it, if we didn't know Mishnah Yadayim at all. But now we know Mishnah Yadayim. So what's the problem? We know Mishnah Yadayim, then we know Shem Yaknitenu, and that's Rav Ashi said. Moreover, if what are we trying to prove? That Kavanas L'Hazik is relevant to make you putter, but you putter anyway. So obviously it must be for some other reason. Okay, so these two kashas are kashas on the Gemara, but Tosa had a pshat in the Gemara. What was Tosa thinking is pshat in the Gemara? That we're trying to prove what? And Tosa says, but wait a second, it's not that, it's Shamiyak Nitenu. And moreover, because you putter even the Inkab Nasil Hazik, these are kashas on the Gemara. But what did Tosa see in the Gemara? That the Gemara is bringing Eved Ba'amah to show what? To prove what? That Kavanas L'Hazik is in fact a basis, a reason to patter. Clear everybody, yes? So Tosus has two very strong kashas in that. How can you prove Eved Ba'amah, the fact that you're patter, we know the Mishnah says you're patter, and you're going to explain the reason you're patter is because Kavanas L'Hazik is indeed a svara to patter, which is why you'd need the Torah to say Karen, in other words, because I would think otherwise, Karen, I'll say there's reason to pat, like we said before. How could you say that? Kasha number one, you know the Mishnah Yadayim, then you know what it says over there. What does it say over there further? Why you pater? Shem Yaknitan. So what are you telling me you pater because Kavanas L'Hazik? You pater because Shem Yaknitan. So what do you bring? And another kasha is, you pater even if it's, you tell me you pater because Kavanas L'Hazik. Is a reason to patter, but you patter even by in Kavanas L'Hazik. So obviously it's not based on Kavanas L'Hazik make you patter. Because you patter even if it's not Eved V'Oma is mazik without Kavanas L'Hazik. Again, so we understand what we're trying to do. We're trying to prove, to revive the svara that was mentioned by Yehuda initially, that why would you think Karen is not chayiv even if you know Shane is chayiv? Because Kavanas L'Hazik is kasha lishmor, it's a reason to patter you, it's hard to watch. We're trying to show that that is in fact correct by virtue of the fact that we find Eved Ba'amah being patter, that the Adon is patter and the Nizakim caused by Eved Ba'amah. So Tosfos, how can you use that as your proof? Kasha number one. The Mishnah says otherwise, and you know the Mishnah, otherwise you wouldn't know it's Pater, that the Adon is Pater. You know the Mishnah. You know the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Yochum Itzaka explains why it's Pater, because Hashem acted tenet. Which is Rav Ashi comes back and says over here, so what are you thinking? That's because of Kavanas Lahazik. Second kasha is, if it's Kavanas Lahazik, then that explains why you'd be Pater by Kavanas Lahazik, but you're Pater even in Kavanas Lahazik. So obviously it's a definition. Yaakov?
Can we say that the Gemaras are trying to show Dafka that Kavanas Lahazik is a reason to Pater, but rather that it's not necessarily a reason to be Mechayavit, that it can stay like neutral? So even though it'd be Pater without Kavanas Lahazik, we can say, okay, so great, so we see that Kavanas Lahazik is not a reason to Mechayavit. It doesn't need to be that it's Dafka to Pater, just that it doesn't Mechayavit.
That's not a reason to make you Chayav.
And then that sells the Chal Chomer, because we're trying to Chal
Chomer. You're saying your own Pshat to answer Tosfos Kash.
Yeah, so can we...
You're not saying Pshat and Tosfos.
I'm saying the questions I say, like, where do we see that Tosfos is like... I'm saying we're saying that Tosfos understands the Gemara that Kavanas Lahazik is coming to Pache, but like, right. Where's that?
Where do you see in the words of...
So why do you have that assumption, yeah.
No, we'll see. In the words of the Gemara, we'll see it. The way we're explaining it, it'll work in the words of the Gemara, but you're just saying a new suggestion. That maybe the Gemara didn't want to necessarily go back to explain what we said before, that the Kavanas Lahazik is you know, the Svar the Tosfos said earlier, B'kasha L'Shomro, maybe we're not going back there. But you see, Itzbrich sounds like, you see, what are you gaining? Itzbrich sounds like, I need Karen to be written, because otherwise I would think Karen is Pater, even though Shein is Chayev. Why would I think Karen is Pater if Shein is Chayev? Doesn't that have to do with the fact that Tosfos said before the Svar, because Kavanas Lahazik makes it harder to watch it, so that's why you be Pater. I mean, that sounds like that's what Itzbrich is. Making it neutral is not going to be enough, then it can learn from Shein.
But the whole question of the Kavanas Lahazik is coming to say that Kavanas Lahazik is a chumr that's making Karen Chayev. So you're saying Itzbrich can say, no, it's not necessarily a chumr that's making Chayev.
I understand, but what are you gaining if you're not going to accept the Svar again? This is part of what's going on here, is what is the Kavanas Lahazik doing to that Svar that we suggested before? That's part of what we have to ask ourselves. If you're basically dismissing that svara, then first of all, the Gemara should have just said it that way, as we asked yesterday. The Gemara should just aim itself at the svara and say, it's not a good svara. Kasher Shom is not a good svara. And if somehow the svara is still has merit, then what is Kavul Chomer going to do to erase it? If the fact remains that there's a svara l'kan l'kan, so then it's enough of a reason to say that I wouldn't know Ken is Chayiv if I know Shein is Chayiv. Because Kavanas Lahazik is a reason, maybe it's a reason to Pater also. That was our dilemma yesterday. So I'm trying to now, I'm pausing Tosfos before we even see Tosfos Taras, and just standing back and saying, okay, so we see Tosfos Kasha, but let's backtrack. Tosfos Kasha is based on, obviously, a reading of the Gemara, and he has two problems with it. I mean, the first Kasha leaving aside. The two problems, basically, that the Shemayak Niteno is carrying the day. That's what you see in the Yedang. So what are you bringing some other reason to explain the Mishnah? The Mishnah itself explains the reason. Moreover, the reason that you're thinking to bring is not going to work for Enkav Nasalaz. So I ask you, so what exactly did Tosfos see in the Gemara as what we're trying to use Eved Va'ama to prove? Tosfos says, but how does it prove it? It doesn't prove it. Because Shemayak Niteno is what's mentioned over there, not what you're thinking. And moreover, Ein Kavanas Lahazik is Pater as well. So what is it that you're thinking? What is it that we're trying to prove, seemingly, that Kavanas Lahazik is a reason to make it Pater? Says Tosfos, that's not what it says here. It says because of Shemayak Niteno, which is Rav Ashi's going to say now, a minute later, from the Mishnah. But you know the Mishnah, so you know Rav Ashi, so what are you thinking? And what about Ein Kavanas Lahazik? These are the crux questions here. Again, the first question is it throws us off because you have to know what Tosfos meant with it. So we have a pshat. It's hard to know what Tosfos really meant with the kasha, maybe. But the kashas minei uvei here are like, how could you think anything but Shemayak Niteno? That's what the Mishnah says. And how could you think Kavanas Lahazik is the basis to Pater if you're Pater even by Ein Kavanas Lahazik? But we understand what it is that Tosfos read in the Gemara as what we're trying to prove. But here I'm asking you something very simple. And now that you had a chance to read the Tosfos and think about the Gemara, you understand what's bothering you. within, and the end of Tosis, this is not going to change. Tosis is going to solve his kashas, resolve his kashas, and we'll learn it up the way Pnei Yeshua learns the Teretz of Tosis. Not so clear in the Tosis itself, but at the end of the day, this understanding of the Gemara is going to remain, and the kashas are going to be resolved. Shem Yachditenu is just an extra layer here that's going to be necessary to put into the Mishnah, but you still need the core svara that you pater by Kavanas Lahazik because Kasha Lishomno. That's gonna remain in the Teretz of Tosis. But I ask you the following. So what is it that we're proving? That there's a svara called Kasha Lishomno, Kavanas Lahazik makes it hard to protect from it, the damage being caused, and that's a mitigating factor to make you pater. And that's what we're showing in Eved V'Amr. Tosis is wondering, how do you see it over there? It's other things, Shem Yachditenu, it's Kavanos, in Kavanos Lazik, it's also Pater. Tosis is going to solve the question. But meanwhile, what is it that we're showing? That Kavanos Lazik can, in fact, be a mitigating fact. And I ask you, Rabosai, simple kasha. If that is really the end of the day, the reason why Eved V'Amr Pater, because Kavanos Lazik makes it hard to protect it. So I ask you, at the end of the day, why is it that Eved V'Amr Shehiziku, the Adon is Pater, and Ashur Shehizik, through Karen, the Adon is Chayv? I understand what you're trying to do here. You're trying to explain why the Torah had to write Karen. Because otherwise you would have said a Svar Kavanas Lahazik is a reason why you'd be Pater. And how do I see that? I see it by Eved V'Amr. Okay, but Lemaisa, the Torah said Karen is Chayv, correct? So don't you see at the end of the day that Kavanas Lahazik is not a mitigating factor? And at the same time, you have Eved V'Amr being Pater, and you're telling me you're Pater because there's a mitigating factor called Kavanas Lahazik. What do you make of that? So what are you going to say? You're going to say, you can't compare the Kavanas Lahazik and the hardship that it entails to guard by Yeshur to the Kavanas Lahazik and the hardship it entails on the master vis-a-vis the other. In other words, what is harder to protect? What's a greater kasha l'shomro? Shor or Eved? Okay. Eved. Yeah? So then, Vaita, what have you gained? So then, what have you gained? So what are you bringing? Oh, you see, kavnas l'azeh, kasha l'shomro, that's why you parted by Eved v'yama. And that's why itzbrich, that's why you need the Torah to tell me Karen. If I only knew Shina, I would know Karen. Why? Because Karen is what? Kasha l'shomro. But it's not the same kasha l'shomro. You yourself agree, right? Because at the end of the day, if Karen is chayiv and Eved is pater, and it's based on, if it's hard to watch the Eved, so obviously you're going to tell me the Eved is a lot harder to watch from his kavanas l'hazik than it is to guard the shore from its kavanas l'hazik, right? So I don't understand. So if that's the case, you can see the point that the level of hardship involved from a kavanas l'hazik of an Eved is a different level than the difficulty involved in guarding Ashur, right? So then what have you brought from Eved V'Amr to explain Karen? Because you're using this to explain why you need the Torah to write Karen if I only knew Shay. And you're trying to explain why? Because Karen, there's a svara called Kavanas Lahazik as a reason to make your pater. It's hard to watch it. How do I see such a svara? Eved V'Amr. Why are you part of the Eved V'Amr? Because Kavanas Lahazik. Tosa has a kash, that's going to give a teretz. But that's going to be the reason why you're part of it. By Kavanas Lahazik, Eved V'Amr. So then how come at the end of the day you're part of the Eved V'Amr, and yet by Karen at the end of the day you're chayiv? You have to tell me because Karen's Kavanas Lahazik is not as hard. And Eved V'Amr's Kavanas Lahazik is hard. Right? So if that's correct, then back to square one. So what are we bringing from Eved V'Amr? How does that reflect on Karen? How does, you can't have it both ways. If you're going to end up having to concede that there's a different degree of hardship that's involved in protecting from the potential damage of a slave from its Kavanas Lahazik vis-a-vis a shore's Kavanas Lahazik, it's a lot easier to protect from the shore's hezik by a Kavanas Lahazik impulse than an Eved's. So then what have you gained by bringing Eved V'Yama in as a reason to defend why you would need the Torah to write Karen? Otherwise, I would make you putter based on Kavanas Elazik making you putter. What do you see by Eved V'Yama a basis to extrapolate to Karen? Eved V'Yama is a level of Kavanas Elazik on this level, which is Kasha L'Shomer on that level. It's a harder thing to protect against. So how is that helping you for Karen? One second. I want to make sure everybody gets the problem here. I'm forcing your issue here. You see where I'm going, Rabbi Say. I think what we said yesterday would be the Derech HaMelech here, so to speak. I think the only way to sort of understand how you can have it both ways, so to speak. What's the nekuda that we're using Eved V'Yama for that's relevant for Karen and can still explain at the end of the day that Karen is indeed chayv and Eved V'Yama be pater based on this very variable, and yet it's good enough to use as a muscle to go and back and explain Karen, where Karen needs a pasuk to tell me you're chayv because of what we see by Eved V'Yama, and yet at the end of the day, Eved V'Yama pater, Karen is chayv. By the fact that there's a distinction means that l'maisa, the level kashul shomro, the level of difficulty is not identical. And yet it's good enough to bring Eved V'Yama in order to justify why you need the Torah to write Karen, because you would have otherwise said that Karen is pater because of the element that Kavanas L'Azik is hard to guard. What does that mean? If it's the different level, then you haven't been able to prove anything. And if you say the levels are identical, then how can you explain the difference halacha? Binyamin?
Can it be that Shema Yachdi Ten Rabba is helping that reason for the Kavan to be putter? Meaning, originally we thought maybe since we see Eved and Ama, Kavanaso Lazik makes it putter, so maybe it should also make it putter by Karen. And then we say, no, the only reason that is enough to make it putter is because it also has Shem Yachdi Ten Rabba.
So if I hear it correctly, you're trying to put Shem Yachdi Ten into the idea of Kashel Shomra as one idea. Mm-hmm. What you're saying is Rabbeinu Yonah. This is not Tosfos. Rabbeinu Yonah goes his way. We'll see. It, in a way, it comes out the same in terms of the basic template of the sugya, even though it's a difference in terms of the details. But Tosfos is not going your way. And right now, Tosfos doesn't know anything about Shem Yachdi Tenu being part of the equation. If anything, Tosfos is asking the kasha that we're holding by Tosfos' kasha now, that how could you use Eved V'Yama as a muscle to come back to Karen? After all, the reason why you putter is not based in Kavanas L'Azik, it's based on Shem Yachdi Tenu. Tosfos is going to give a teretz, we'll soon explain it with the Pnei Yeshua, that there's really two tiers, and there's a Kavanas L'Azik case, there's the case of Nira, that it looks like it's in Kavanas L'Azik. But nothing has changed fundamentally, even in the teretz of Tosfos, that what we brought from Eved V'Yama is that Kavanas L'Azik can be a basis to putter. That seems to be the nekuda that we're bringing Eved V'Yama in for. Shem Yachdi Tenu is what Tosfos is harping on. That obviously, it's something more. Rav Ashi is coming in here again, but the Mishnah says it. You're trying to put Shem Yachdi Tenu into the Kashel Shomro. Good, Rabbeinu Yonah does that. But what would have to be the nekuda, the thread that ties together the Eved V'Yama as being pater aliba de emes, for sure, it is pater based on what? Kavanas L'Azik, Kasha L'Shomro, and that Karen would have possibly been pater based on that Svara, were it not for the Torah saying Chayiv. And yet, we can also understand why at the end of the day, Karen is Chayiv, and despite that Svara being a sound Svara, and Eved V'Yama are in fact pater based on thinking this Svara. Either it's a good Svara, it's not a good Svara. If it's not the same level, then what have we brought as a proof? No, so everyone can anticipate what we're going to say. We already built it in the sugya yesterday. What's the nekuda? Yeah, Isaac?
You said yesterday that Kavanas L'Azik you can carry over from Eved to Amma to Karen as a Svara could be pater, but by Karen, Kavanas L'Azik is part of the basis of the chiyuv for... It's part of the basis of the chiyuv for it to be, so
you're saying better. In other words, in theory, what we're trying to prove is this point. In practice, it could be a difference. The levels are different. But in theory, could you hear that Kavanas L'Azik, wherever it might be, which creates more difficulty in watching, whatever it is, could be a basis to pater? So that's what we're trying to show. It could be. Why would you think not? Here's the Nekuda. Why would you think not? Because of what the Gemara says in asking Vlav Kavachomer. The Lashna Gemara, Vlav Kavachomer, is Kavanos of Isaac is more reason to make you Chayiv. So I understand. Correct, but is there also a reason to make it Pater by Kavanos of Isaac? Tosis presented a Svar. So what happened to that Svar? How does Vlav Kavachomer counter that Svar? If you don't like the Svar, tell me you don't like the Svar. What are you bringing Kavachomer? What is that doing? If there's a Svar the other direction, then go with the other. Then I still would think that it could be Pater based on Kavanos of Isaac. The answer is here. No, that's the point. If Kavanos Lehazik is itself making a case that you should be chayiv because it's a greater mazik and you should be chayiv for a mazik of Kavanos Lehazik, the fact that there's also a hardship to guard it that comes together because of the Kavanos Lehazik. But if the Kavanos Lehazik itself is pushing you in a direction of that you're chayiv, that you should have to be chayiv and be liable for such a hezek of kavanas, that kavanas al hezek, then that very same force that's indicating you should be chayiv would say, no, so it makes it harder, so make a harder smear, do more work to protect. The very same factor that you want to use to say, well, it's harder to watch, but if that's a factor that you should make you chayiv, then that factor would also say, no, so rise to the challenge. Rise to the challenge and make a better shmirah. In other words, it swallows that svara up. That svara of using as a mitigating factor, the Gemara is saying, cannot work in the face of the fact that the very mitigating factor is itself a contributing factor to the chiyuv. If it's the building block of why you're chayiv, because kavanas l'hazik, then that should dictate that you have to rise to the challenge. You can't hide behind, oh, it's harder. No, so the very thing that says you're chayiv says, and guard it harder. Do a better shmira. So you can't say, well, it's kasha l'shomro because of kavanas l'hazik. Were the basis for the chiyuv to be something else other than kavanas l'hazik? So I can come from a different direction and say, yeah, I should be chayiv because of this reason. But guess what? If it happens to be kavanas l'hazik, it makes it hard. No, maybe you'd be off the hook because of that. Okay, I can hear. But if the very thing, the very factor, Kavanas Lehazik, is why you should be chayiv. So implicit in that is that you have to do whatever it takes to make sure. So if there happens to be an extra layer of hardship involved, nu adrava. An onus, it's not. So to say you're less pesher because of Kavanas Lehazik, no, you have to, you're chayiv because it's Kavanas Lehazik, so you have to do a better shmira. That's the Gemara's challenge. Comes to Gemara and says, wait a second, I'm not sure that's correct. I could argue that even if the very factor that is that is necessary to build the case to be chayiv, but if that factor also has in it a mitigating factor that can make it harder to be shomer, maybe it's shaykh to say you be put. Even if it's coming from the same source as the basis for the chiyuv is coming from. Where do I see that? I see it by Eved V'Amah. Because on the one hand, Kavanas Lehazik, you're telling me it's a reason to make you more chayiv. On the other hand, you putter over there, and I think why you putter. I tell you why I think you putter. You putter because it's hard to guard. So too by Karen, if I didn't have the pasuk by Karen, I would say that what? I'd say that maybe you'd be putter because Kavanas Lehazik. I, Kavanas Lehazik, is a reason to make you chayiv? No, but still in all, it still makes it harder to watch. So you'd be putter. How come when Meister the Torah says Karen is Chayiv and Eved the Amar are Pater? I'll tell you why. Because they're not the same level of Kasha L'Shomro. It's not the same. The difficulty of involved with guarding Eved the Amar based on its Kavanas L'Hazik is a lot harder. And therefore the Torah, there you'll be Pater. But the Karen, which is not as difficult. So the levels are not the same. But the principle in both cases is similar in that this much I see, that even when the very factor that militates that you should be chayiv contains the saving grace that you should be pater, I can still follow that mitigating factor to pater you. Even though it's not going to hold up by Karen, because Torah says, obviously, the Torah is obviously telling me that the mitigating factor is not mitigating enough. Not as hard by Karen, but by Eved V'Amah it's harder. So the levels are different. But the issues are identical. Because what is the issue? The issue is, can you use part of the very thing that's cause for the chiyuv as a basis to make your pater. Second, what you get out of this is something more interesting, another fringe benefit. Because then the Gemara's itzbich, first of all, the Lashna Gemara is very geschmack. Look at the Lashna Gemara, itzbich. Sakadai de chamina, mi de havi avid va'oma, afal gav, the kavanasa lahazik, afil achit betir. What's the rav, afal gav, the kavanasa lahazik? I mean, afal gav kavnasa lahazik, still your pater. Should say, even though you should say, the amma kavnasa lahazik, a pater. But even though kavnasa lahazik is what's making the case to make you chayev, and yet your pater based on the fact that it's hard to watch. What else do we gain with this? Because seemingly the Gemara only is using Eved Va'amah to answer the Kasha in terms of Kavanah Selahazik being a mitigating factor. But the Kasha, the Gemara seemingly, as Rashi already pointed out, is seemingly in the other direction too. What did the Gemara seemingly be asked at the same time? That Gemara should say, not just if Shein is Chai, if Shein is Chai, Kavanah Selahazik, certainly Karen is Chai, Kavanah Selahazik. What else is Gemara asking? That if Karen is chay based on in Hanol HaZeiko, so Shane is also Kavachomer is Bichad Hanol HaZeiko. So if that was part of the Gemara's Kasha, how does the Gemara have a response to that in saying, Itzbich, I see Eved Va'ama are pater by Kavanah even though Kavanah Selahazik. Yeah, that speaks to Kavanah Selahazik, but the other part of the Kasha would be Hanol HaZeiko. So it's a Kavachomer, Hanol HaZeiko should be certainly chay. So why would you need the Torah to tell me Shane if the Torah said Karen, so Kavachomer to Shane? How does Eved Va'ama save you in terms of that part of the Kasha? You know, what have we, according to what we're saying, that's beautiful. Because the issue of the Gemara is to show me that even if, the Svara I understand in an abstract, in a vacuum I understand the Svara. What's the Svara Hanol HaZeiko makes you part of? What's the Svara? Tosa says, hard to watch it, Kasha L'Shomro. What's the Svara Kavanah Selahazik makes you part of? Kasha L'Shomro. What's the argument against it, of the Gemara, the double argument? You can't use the, if the very svar that you want to use to say it's hard to watch and therefore I'm putter is itself the contributing factor to why you're chayiv, then to the contrary, the reason you're chayiv says you have to make a shmira that's appropriate, that's commensurate with that very circumstance, because that's good for what I'm bringing up here, why you're chayiv, because I know lezeko, because kavanah selahazik. So then you have to do more of a shmira. Don't tell me you could be off the hook because it's hard to watch. Make a better shmira. So that was the argument of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, no. Because Eved Va'amma, you see, at the end of the day, the Pater. And Gemara is assuming the Pater because of Kavanah Selahazik. Even though Kavanah Selahazik is itself a basis to make you chayiv. So you see that even if the basis for the chiyuv has in it that thing that's a mitigating factor, you can still use that mitigating factor as a ptur. So in saying that, the Gemara in effect is also answering on the other end. You don't need to bring a mashal of Hanol HaZeiko, because we're not trying to show the idea that Hanol HaZeiko is a kula. The svar makes sense. But the reason why it might not be true is because if the mechayev includes Hanol HaZeiko, then you can't use the Hanol HaZeiko as the poter. So if I see by Kavanah Selahazik that even if Kavanah Selahazik is the basis, is part of the basis for the mechayev, it still can be part of the reason why you putter, so to Hanol HaZeiko. So it relates to both. Comes Rav Ashi and says, you have it all wrong. As we'll soon see, tell us how it's going to play out. The reason why you putter by Eved Va'amah has nothing to do with what you just said. Because it's because of a whole new idea of Shem Yakli Ten. And that's the reason you putter. It's called Takanas Chachamim. Again, how we have to work out what the Gemara was thinking. I think Mar knew the Mishnah, then. That's Tosis coming up. But at least we have a tsura to the Gemara, a picture to the Gemara. So a lot of fringe benefits. We know that the Gemara is example, maybe the Amma can help us in the other direction as well, and we understand how it can be on the one hand that the Karen can be Chayiv at the end of the day and Eved Va'amah be Pater and still be Pater based on what the Gemara is considering to be the idea of Kasher L'Shomro, of Kavanah Selahazik making you Pater. The levels are different, but the Mashal is still a good Mashal because it's showing you that even though it's part of the Mechayiv, that Svara, it still can be a basis for the Pater.
It seems like the distinction between Karen and Eved Rama is extremely weak. All we're saying is that one is more and one is less.
Yeah, degree.
It's not conceptual at all. And there's
No. The degree of the hardship is not the same. It's clearly correct. It's not the same.
Well, they each have their difficulties, and like,
but it's a lot harder to control.
It's a lot
harder to control. You'll see more in Bnei Yonah like that. It's much harder to control in Eved V'Yama than this for sure. So the degree of kasha, of hardship involved is clearly not the same. But what we're looking for, though, is this is the point that we're looking for.
Yeah, but don't we need a conceptual difference? And especially if we have a young female,
but that's already like a little plug, I think. And generally, if only it's the general rule, can you find a continuum along the continuum that a case of the shore would be, easy and harder and this kind of effort. You can't start differentiating in case by case. As a rule, I think that's the point, that the kasha, difficulty involved with Eved V'Yama, the understand is a lot harder. And that's right, what we're thinking right now is the basic step to it. But both say, you hear the basic mahalach, see what we're gaining. I don't want just to hear a word outside. Like, understand why we're saying it. Like, what's forcing us into this corner here? In other words, you don't know what is really being solved in this Gemara. A lot of kashas really just, all over the place. Now at least we have a way to work it out and the whole flow of the Gemara. We still have to finish Tosis itself. What's Tosis' answer to the Kasha? We'll get to that in a minute. Yeah, Yaakov.
Are we going away from what we said yesterday that the Nama don't have this Mechayev of?
No. Again, the point is, Kavanas. No, basically, when Rav Ashi comes on the scene, we're erasing all this also. And everything is like back and forth. Rav Ashi is going to change everything. He says, no, Eved V'Yama is not a good Raya. To what you want to prove. What do you want to prove from Eved V'Yama? You want to prove that you can have a poter based on Kavanasa Lahazik. But saying that is incomplete. Because after all, the Kavanasa, the poter here is not the same level. And what's the reason for your poter? Because it's hard to watch it. But the level is not the same as Karen. So there has to be more here. That you can have a poter, Kavanasa Lahazik, even though Kavana Lahazik is also part of the building block of the Chiyuv.
So it is part of the
and Chiyuv. Yes, and by Eved V'Yama is also the case. And yet, nevertheless, the mitigating factor of Kavana Lahazik can still be enough to be put. But what is Tosis Kasha? Yeah.
All right, once we go back and we did strip in the Sogam, we're saying that the mitigating factor can have implications. So are we still accepting at all the fact that Kavanah Hazik?
Yeah.
So how did that manifest itself?
Because that's what I'm saying. In other words, the Svara of Kavanah Hazik making you more reason to be Chayiv is in fact correct by Karen. But that would not mean that we could have worked on a Kavachomer from Shem. Because the fact is that the Torah, had a Torah not written Karen, I still would have made the argument that the fact that there is a difficulty involved in guarding the shore from Hezek of Karen, based on the Kavanah, so it has a quality that Karen has, would have been a reason why the Torah would patter you. Even though the very svar that you're using, why it's hard to watch, and that why you think you'd be patter, is also why you might have been chayiv, that would be the reason. But nevertheless, it could still be a reason that you'd be patter. And my muscle to that is Eved V'Yama, which we hold right now are in fact patur for that very reason, that it's hard to watch them because of Kavanah Selazik, even though the very Kavanah Selazik would be a reason why it should be chayv. So that's what we're showing. Comes Rashi, says you got it wrong, the reason why you patur is strictly because of Shemayakti Tanu. Factosis, wouldn't we have known that on our own? Rashi took it from the Mishnah, but we knew the Mishnah. If we didn't know the Mishnah, we wouldn't know the Din. So that's what we're holding in Tosis. So we have to kind of reconstruct how could we have been thinking. I froze Tosis here because I want you to understand that we have to say Pshat in the Gemara. But meanwhile, Tosis Kashas are hovering over the Gemara. Meanwhile, why would you think anything but Shemayakti Tenu? I mean, after all, it seems to be based on Shemayakti Tenu. Number one, because the Mishnah says so. And number two, because the Ptur of Eved V'Yama is even in what case? Let's see Tosis Teretz. Let's see the words and see how to learn it up. Again. So after kasha number one, Tosfos says, the old kasha, if the Gemara knew the ratio of the Mishnah, the Gemara must have known the safe of the Mishnah. And therefore, you must know Shem Yakti Tenu was the reason why you putter. And furthermore, old kasha, Eved Ba'amak, Shein Kavnasa L'Hazik, Nami P'tiri, even came my Maisi. What are we proving? That you putter because Kavnasa L'Hazik? You putter all the time. The Yesh Loma, the Shatir HaViyoda HaMakshe, Taima, the Shem Yakti Tenu Rabo. Obviously, if we knew the Mishnah, we knew the reason of Shem Yakti Tenu. And the Maksha, who says Itzrich, right, Midav Eved Ba'amak, also knew that. Nevertheless, he's asking, Kevan de Eved Ve'am Pturin. Afil be'en Kavanasin Lahazik. Since they're partner, even in the case of En Kavanasin Lahazik, the Afa Gavdul Shach time the Shem Yakti Tenu Rabo, even though in that case, the Svar Shem Yakti Tenu does not seem to be valid, Shem Yakti Tenu doesn't apply be'en Kavanasin Lahazik, right? Because seemingly, Shem Yakti Tenu is only a svar when you can imagine he's acting out of spite. He's angry at the other, wants to get even with the other. Avagadu shach time shem yakti tenu rabo de anasu de pa'amim nis kavnu v'yom lo nis kavnu. Because what could happen? It could be beyond his control, because what's going to happen? He could really be acting out of kavana. And he'll say, I didn't have kavana. Ukach patiri b'chol inyan, and therefore you putter in all situations, because it could be a situation that he sets it up, he makes it look like he really was not mechavim, because he figures then the other will have to pay, but really he's acting out of spite, and it's really kavana, it's really deliberate. So says Tosfos Nimsa shekavnasan gorim haptur. So it comes out that kavanasan lahazik is somehow also is a contributing factor in making a putter. Unclear what Tosfos means here. Hachinami keren shekavanasan lahazik yesh lanu potra. Rav Ashi pirish dafil be'en kavanasan lahazik ikat time rab. Tosfos' words are very unclear. What does Tosfos mean? So a lot has been said here. Let's learn it the way the Pnei Yeshua learns it. It's one of the many pshatim, but let's go this way. Pnei Yeshua learns it as follows. Let me say it outside. Maybe if you want afterwards, you can see it inside. Let me say it outside. The pshat is like this. Again, the words are not clear at all. What Tosfos would be saying is as follows. The Gemara knew that Shem Yakti Tenu Rabo is obviously a factor in making you putter. But that could not be the only factor. Why? Because Shem Yakti Tenu Rabo, the one is going to get even. What is that? The Be'iri calls that Tik Takanas Chacham. Now, that would make sense by Kavanas Lahazik. When you see that clearly the Eved is acting with deliberate intention, so then you'd say you potter because Tik Takanas Chacham and Tikun Ha'ol. But suppose the Eved is acting in a way that appears to be an anus, that it wasn't deliberate. So why would you put putter in that case? So are you going to tell me? Because maybe he's really faking it. Really, he's deliberate, but he makes it appear not deliberate. Wait a second. If the only reason you putter when he acts deliberately and it's transparent that it's deliberate, is only drabanan takanas chachamim. But fundamentally, you should be chayiv, the other. So then, we would never be able to carry over the takanas chachamim to even include a case where, by all appearances, he's acting innocently, and it doesn't seem deliberate. Why? Because maybe this is also a ruse. I mean, if the whole tour to begin with, when he's transparently acting b'kavana, is all midrabanan, then we would not carry it over to a case where by all appearances it's an innocent mishap. And in that case, he should be chayiv, the adon should be chayiv. If the fact that we're pottering the adon, even in a case where it appears to be not deliberate, but we're saying that the Eved might have been making it look not deliberate to get even, it must be that when the Eved acted deliberately, your pottering midina, Yapater, because the ikaron, kavanas lahazik, is makes it hard for the other to protect for such a thing. And now, what about if the eved acts in a way that it seems like it was an innocent mistake and it wasn't even? So now we could say, you know what? Maybe because Shema Yachditenu Rabbo, maybe he's playing a game here and he wants to get even at the master, and he's doing it in such a way that looks like it's just, you know, innocent, but really he's doing it to get even. And that's why you put the Takar Shachamim in the case of Belomis Kaveh. But were I not to accept the fundamental p'tur midina in a case where he's miskaven, because I would say kavnasa lahazik makes it hard to watch him, if I would not accept that slara, then I would never be able to justify being p'tur in a case where it was lo miskaven, because maybe he's acting out, maybe he's faking it. It would be enough to p'tur begs the Takas Chacham in a miskaven case. I would never be able to carry it over. But if I can justify p'turing mi'ikar adin in a case where he was miskaven, then I could use this logic, Shem Yachditenu, as a Takan Chachamim, to explain why you're pater by lo miskaven. Where, because he, maybe he's just faking it. Rose say, here, this is how he wants to learn it. You have to know how to fit it back in the Lashon of Tosis. But this is how he explains it. Let's just see if you wish. And he knows mostly Nofech Mishali. V'chein nir li apirish betosis. Rav Yehuda avisal gedaitach de kavanasa la'azik garat fei v'haraya me'eved v'amad de p'tiri v'haya nir lo dochek lomar de tam aptur hu mishum shema yaknitenu. See, let me just finish one thing before I go inside. And what does Rav Ashi say? And what changes in Rav Ashi? I said, no. Well, you think we wouldn't go so far and have Shem Yachditenu explain the p'tur in all cases? You're wrong. Really, fundamentally, there is no basis to pater medina even by miskaven, based on the fact it's hard to watch it. I don't accept that far. Kavnasa lahazik, if it's as we were explaining, if it's a siba to make you chayiv, you can use that as a basis for p'tur. Why you pater in all cases here? All because of the one chash Shem Yachditenu. Fame miskaven, fame shalom miskaven. It's all based on takan chacham. That's Rav Ashi. But the Maksha, the one who says Midavi Avraham, he understood Shem Yachditenu, but he thought that was only necessary in what case? In the case of Eina Miskaven, that he might be playing a game and making it look like Eina Miskaven. But by a case of Miskaven Mamish, then the Ptur is Medina, and then you could always use the Tzav Chacham in the other case. So it comes out, according to Tosis, L'maisa, before Rav Ashi comes on the scene, we knew Shem Yachditenu. Shem Yachditenu is needed for that second tier, the case of Eina Miskaven. But what's the p'tur by miskaven? That's the din, the svara of the mitigating factor. It's hard to watch. The Pnei Yeshua says, "Ayanira lo doche gomer shetam tum mishum shem yakditenu kibin afim evet kibin beemes lehazik machmas kas rabo haya rav chay mitzad hadin l'shalim em pnei tikon ha'olam potrim." Also, if that's true, the imkain, to say that Shem Yachditenu is the only factor to pater you, nothing else, would only explain why she pater when it's miskaven lahazik. If it looks in all appearances the lo kiven lahazik, we're going to nebuch take the person who was damaged and say, "Toh, you're out of luck." Kiven shehamazik chay mitzad hadin. Oh, maybe he was really playing a game. He's a fake. What's the mitzaradin? But that makes sense. What's his kaving lahazik? That's medina. I elam lo niskaven hadin lachayvo. That's where the Shem Yachditenu, the takanas chachamim, comes in. The imkain kol eved Yachditenu rabo yazik chaver bekavana bekasher lebayim l'shomron. The imkain yarab pata mitzad adin, but who yachayvo so shelo kedin. Al yedei tachbula sheyoma shelo kiven lahazik v'yaseh b'ofen sheyavino elam shelo kiven lahazik v'nifsel lahazik shelo kedin. Divkin Iker HaTakana, so the Takanas Chachamim was the Iker meant for which case? For the case of Lo Niskavim. Avon Niskavim, part of Mitzvah Adin, Kimish in Biyarabayim with Shomro. And therefore, Avamina, the Gam Karen, part of Mitzvah Atam. So again, so the basic structure of Tosis remains the same. There's two tiers. The second tier is where it appears to be Lo Niskavim, that's where the Takanas Chachamim comes in. The first tier is when it's clearly Niskavein, and that would be part of Medina, and on that we're proving for Karen as well that you need a pasuk to tell me Karen. How do you compare one to the other? I, Eved V'Amma, is Pater Ledina at the end of the day based on this, and Eved, Karen is Chayiv, that's what we said before, because the levels are not the same. And yet we're using Eved V'Amma to show me that you can still use the principle of the part of what the Mechayiv is based on and use that as a basis for the Ptur. According to Tosis, the Cheshbon comes out, Shem Yakdi Tena, we knew already in the beginning. And that was a Takanas Chachamim, meant for the case of Lo Niskavim. And Ravashi says that is the entire basis for the Ptur in all cases. The other pshat we'll have to look at tomorrow in the beginning of Shir is Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah has a different pshat. He doesn't learn Shem Yakdi Tena as Takanas Chachamim at all. He learns Shem Yakdi Tena as itself the issue of Kasher L'Shomro. You'll see how he merges. Someone mentioned before such a svara. And then he has this other idea, what about Enam Niskavim? So where does that fit in? Matosis is discussing. He has a different way to solve that. So that's another, again, interesting machokas, a different reading of the Gemara. Get to the Rambam. And very interesting, the Rambam, where the Rambam brings this halacha is in Hilchos Geneva. An Eved that steals, right? The Adon is pater from Kefel. Fascinating. Why? Based on the Shem Yakdi Tenu. Let's think about how the Rambam learned Shem Yakdi Tenu. Okay. How many